Tim O'Connor, Acting CEO for the Refugee Council of Australia, welcome to SBS Radio. Mr. O'Connor, could you kindly explain to our listeners about the Refugee Council of Australia and its role, please?
So the Refugee Council of Australia is the peak body for refugee and asylum seeker organisations. We have over 180 members right across the country, and they're organisations that work every day with and for refugees and people seeking asylum.
What sort of support does the Refugee Council provide to refugees?
Well, as a peak body, we work primarily with the organisations who support refugees and asylum seekers. So our members include resettlement organisations right across the whole country, but also legal organisations working with people seeking asylum. We have many advocacy bodies also working with us. And chiefly what we're trying to do is get better outcomes for refugees, improved policy, improved practice in the manner to treat refugees, and also those that are seeking asylum in Australia.
Could the Refugee Council of Australia play any role in refugee protection issues and new and existing humanitarian crises in Australia and abroad?
So many of our members are directly involved in challenges that we face in regard to displacement, but primarily what we're doing is we're looking at the policy of our government, we're looking at international policies, we're bringing the information we get from communities and ensuring that those community voices are heard, that the voices of refugees are heard in all decisions which affect them.
What are your thoughts in regards to the 12,000 places that the Australian government offered for people fleeing the crisis in Syria and Iraq?
So the Refugee Council worked very hard with the government of Tony Abbott at the time to get the 12,000 places in addition to the 13,750 refugees which that government was also bringing into the country. We were working very closely to ensure that the needs of the people were essential and dispelling some of the myths that existed around those that were hoping to come to Australia. And at the moment, obviously, it's been quite slow in terms of the pace of resettlement compared to other countries like Canada. But we've seen in recent months a stark uptick and many more Syrians and Iraqis have been coming, and we welcome that. We've also been working with our member organisations to ensure that resettlement goes very smoothly, that they are quickly integrated into their communities that accept them, and they can get the access to the English classes, their children are enrolled in schools, they can get access to healthcare and their accommodation is appropriate to ensure that they can quickly become part of the Australian community and begin to rebuild their lives.
Mr. O'Connor, what comments do you have about the current situation of asylum seekers in immigration detentions such as Manus Island and Nauru?
It's particularly concerning to the Refugee Council. Many of our member organisations, we're in contact with quite a number of people from Nauru and Manus on a regular basis, and we're deeply concerned about the situation in which they're kept on a day-to-day basis, but also talking regularly to our government to try and get those people off Nauru and Manus as quickly as possible. They've suffered far too long. They did not need to suffer at all. These are people who came to us seeking the safety and protection of Australia, and we've locked them up in these island gulags, far away from any sorts of transparency, extremely alarmed by the allegations of abuse, of sexual abuse, of rape, even of child sexual abuse. We want to see the perpetrators of those crimes investigated and where it's right that they are brought to justice. But we immediately want to see that those people are brought off Manus and Nauru. Our view is they could be quickly brought to Australia and resettled here very quickly. It's not the view of our government, so we've also been working with them on appropriate third country resettlement options.
The Australian government's proposed permanent ban on visas for refugees and asylum seekers who have recently arrived by boat. What do you think about that?
Well, the laws are particularly perverse. As was stated by the Immigration Minister at the time, when the proposed bill was announced, these were laws that were supposedly targeting people smugglers, but the people that are most directly affected and negatively affected are going to be people seeking asylum. It's unfair. And for the generosity of other countries, as our government proposes to send these people to in taking them in, is not being recognised by our government because we're putting strict conditions on their generosity and on the citizenship of the citizenship rights that those people will have when they go to those new countries. So we are deeply concerned about the bill, and we've been working very closely with a number of government representatives, also members of the opposition and the crossbench, to ensure that this law does not get passed.
Mr. O'Connor, my last question is your thoughts on Donald Trump being the US elect president?
Well, I think it's extremely surprising to all the Refugee Council. We're deeply concerned about many of the suggestions Donald Trump has made in regard to immigration. America, of course, has a long history of recognising and welcoming refugees. In fact, they're by a factor of five the largest refugee resettlement country in the world. So it's extremely concerning, many of those comments that the President-elect Trump has made. Obviously, like many people in the world, we're looking very closely at how this plays out, but we're hearing from many of many communities that we're in regular contact with. There's a lot of anxiety in their communities about this shift, and I think it sends really reverberations around the world because no one's quite sure how this is going to play out at this stage.
Tim O'Connor, Acting CEO for Refugee Council of Australia in Sydney, thank you for being with us on SBS Radio Kurdish program, and we appreciate your time.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you.